Robert Davi, welcome to Upcoming Dis. How are you today?
I'm good, Gino. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And if IMDb is to be believed, today's your birthday.
Yes, no, yes, it is.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. I was being edgy because they have my date wrong, June 26th. Wiki has the year right. They have the year wrong. And they're so stupid. They won't, I mean, it's like, it's so silly. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, happy birthday anyway.
Hey, my brother, thank you. You Italian?
Yes, I am. And my birthday was just last week, so we got some stuff in common.
Birthday to you. What date is your birthday?
61 from June 21st.
Oh, great. Is that Cancer as well, or is that Gemini?
I'm right in the middle, so I can take whichever one I want.
All right. Very good. And what's your last name?
Sasani.
And what is that? Where are you from? Where are you people?
My grandfather's from a place called Ariccio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been, so.
Oh, you have never been to Italy?
No, I wish I had. I got to get there.
Oh, man. I was just the guest star. I sing, you know, Gino. I don't know if you know that.
I do know that. Doing some research on you, I found that you sing.
I was just the guest artist in the Italian version of The Voice. And it was very interesting because now the town where my grandfather was from, Torrette in Sicily, they got in touch with, and now they're going to make me an honorary citizen of Torrette. And it's interesting because my grandfather told me, I remember, they're all dead when I was younger. He said the name has an accent on it, but at Ellis Island they took it off like they do, you know.
Right.
So the name was D-A-V-I, apostrophe, Davi.
Davi.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to find that out, you know, now, just blew my mind.
Congratulations on that, and got to watch Awakened the other night.
Yes, did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it, and of course, you've done a plethora of things throughout your career, being a Bond villain, you've been on Stargate, you've been in plenty of movies, Hill Street Blues TV episodes, your big role in The Profiler for such a long time. What attracted you to this role?
Well, first off, I was friends with Natalie Byrne, and she's a lovely, engaging, intelligent girl.
Uh-huh.
Talented and committed, and I like helping young actors and actresses.
Right.
And I knew she was, you know, doing a project to get herself more known.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me early on with the script to play a different character.
Oh.
Actually, to play the Mal character. But I thought that was, you know, just an obvious thing for me. I wasn't that interesting for me to play that character.
And you don't look a whole lot like Daryl Hannah.
I don't look like Daryl Hannah, but that's what made them then go to, you know, hey, let's switch it up.
Right.
I said, I'd like Quentin. I'll do Quentin.
Yeah.
And then we worked on that character as much as we could, and they were very open to that process. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to kind of like put a spin on that character.
Yeah.
Just had a great time doing it. And how did you like the film? We haven't completed the film yet.
Oh, you haven't? Well, I did see the film. You're not in it as much as I was hoping, of course, but you play a relatively rustic guy, and of course we don't want to give anything away to the audience, but you play a guy that kind of has his own agenda as well, so you're a very interesting character in the movie.
Okay. All right, so then I guess, yeah, some of the stuff was, we were supposed to shoot other stuff, and I guess they didn't get to it, and this, that, and who knows what.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be a great thing to tell us. Can you tell us something that didn't end up in the film that was supposed to be that you wish had been?
Well, there was a whole campfire sequence where I go through this whole litany of things, finding out about everybody, and that was one aspect of it.
Right.
The other thing was the getaway, you know, seeing Quentin wound up at the very end, you know, after I take off.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I wind up? That was interesting to me, you know?
Yeah.
So, so there were a few aspects, and I'd always felt that there was, I think, you know, because of the time constraints.
Right.
There was more that we could have probably created for Quentin.
Mm-hmm. And Quentin lives rather ruggedly on this island. Where did you film this?
Well, they filmed part of it in Belize, and the other part they filmed, of course, in Santa Clarita, a place that looked like that, oddly enough. You know?
Right. And that's where you did the island scenes?
Yes. And I, you know, part of the, you know, what you hope to do is suspend disbelief in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted Quentin to be a guy that was, I really don't, I love you. Give me the cities. Give me Prague. Give me Vienna. Give me Rome.
Yeah.
Give me Italy. Give me, you know, give me Eastern Europe, Moscow.
Right.
Give me big cities. I filmed in the Amazon rainforest, and as lovely as it is, it's nice to go there to visit for a week. But filming in those places are not my favorite thing. So as Quentin, I made the decision that I wanted Quentin to get out of that island as much as possible.
Uh-huh.
So they're turning his character a little bit, you know.
Right. Now, you don't get a lot of background on Quentin. You just see him in this sort of like quasi leadership role with these people who are on this island. And so, what did you develop for him? Tell us what Quentin was to you. Who is Quentin that we don't know about?
Quentin to me was a guy that was probably a CIA guy that was printed at a certain point around the world. He had gotten disillusioned by the whole political mess.
Right.
And then it became about survival.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's going to be able to make the most money to live the most comfortably.
Right.
Get out of it as soon as possible when he had enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hence, as these guys can, they find, they find people of like mind.
Sure.
He was given this mission. I wanted a little more relationship with the Vinnie Jones character in that element, so you saw.
Right.
Us connected, but you couldn't because I was isolated on the island.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that was, hence, you could have had a whole bunch of twists.
Mm-hmm.
Could have had Quentin go after them, team up with Natalie. You know what I mean?
There right.
A lot of different aspects to something happening where there could have been a change. That could have been another interesting twist on all of that.
Sure.
But it's hard in the battle of filming to get all that in.
It's tough. And there's a lot of action scenes in the film, but your character doesn't really get to get in on some of that butt-kicking. Did you miss getting to do some of that?
No, because, that was another thing that I liked about it. I can kick anybody's ass on the room. I have for years. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't have to swing my move anything.
You kick James Bond's butt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on, I went up against Bond. I went up against Schwarzenegger.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've gone up against the biggest, action. What am I going to do? I mean, what? I have to throw another punch?
Right.
To me, right now, I'm more interested in my singing, to be honest with you, Gino.
Uh-huh.
That's my heavyweight punch.
So is there something coming out for that?
Excuse me?
Is there something coming out with your singing coming up?
Did you not? I did an album that went to number 6 on Billboard Jazz.
Wow. See, I didn't know. So tell me about the album. What's it called?
Produced by Phil Ramone. Dobby sings Sinatra on the Road to Romance.
Well, I'll definitely have to give that a listen because I'm a big Sinatra fan.
Yeah, I did my first film with Sinatra in 1977. But the album went to number 6 on Billboard Jazz. Go to my website, Dobby Sings Sinatra.
Well, I'll do that.
Quincy Jones says about me.
Well, I will do that. And Awakens now just come out on DVD, so you got a bunch of stuff coming out, and we definitely appreciate you taking the time to come and tell the people here at Upcoming Disc about it.
Well, I'm glad absolutely. I'll be singing for the United Nations June 30th, and then a PBS special July 4th.
Okay.
Barry Manilow, so tune into that.
Okay, I will do that.
I'm doing the Sinatra tribute, if you're a fan of Sinatra's.
I am. I'm a big fan of Sinatra. Well, I'm glad to hear you. Sounds like you have a full plate.
Yeah, then I go to Italy to the Pescara Jazz Festival.
Well, I envy you that. One day I'll make it to Italy, and I'll think of you when I'm there.
You better have a glass of wine, you know what I mean?
I will do that.
Your first glass of wine in Italy. Remember, say, Dobby said, get to Italy.
I'm going
to
do that.
I feel bad. I think the first time I ever got on a plane, Gino, was when I did it for a film.
Yeah.
I came from a hardworking blue-collar family, you know?
Right.
We weren't able to take trips and shit like that.
Right.
We went to Florida and argued all the way over.
Well, that's where I'm talking to you from, is Florida.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm here in Tampa.
Oh, that's a great city.
Yeah, it is. I appreciate you taking... What's that?
I said, all right, and I thank you for your time, Gino.
I thank you for your time, and we look forward to hearing the music and the movies coming out with Robert Dobby.
Thanks.